Parsha begins with the word ve'ele shmos. The question is, why does the word ve'ele begin with a vav? The vav seemingly connects it to the previous sefer, to Parshas Bereishis. Why does the Torah stress that there is a relationship between sefer Bereishis and sefer shmos? So you could explain, and it could be that this is what Rashi is referring to, that there is a direct connection in a very local sense between the beginning of Shmos and the end of Bereishis. Not a major thematic connection, but a local connection. And that is that in Parshas Vayigash, so the Torah counted, it was mana, the Shvatim, by their names. And now, in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, we're also going to begin by an accounting of all the different Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Rashi comments and says that even though they were already counted while they were alive in the end of Sefer Bereishis, Hashem recounts them now after death. And this is to Lahudia Chibason, Shenim Shalul Kochavim. It's to show how much he loves the stars, that he has an accounting of them, he keeps track of them, how much he loves the Shvatim, excuse me. And that's something that we find by the stars as well. The Pasuk says, Hamotzi b'mispar tzivam, L'chulam b'shemos yikra. The Pasuk says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is motzi, Rashi says, and machnis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sends out the stars, when the stars come back in, and stars doesn't necessarily have to be limited to the lights that we see in the sky, which we know that they're always there, but it means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends malachim, kochos, when he sends a force out into the world, and then when it comes back to him, so he has an accounting, how many went out, how many came in, and that's reflective of a certain love and care. So too, when the Shvatim went out to do their mission in the world, so b'chayehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted them, and so too, b'misason, after they completed their mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also counted them, and it's a sign of his love. So that would be a local connection between the beginning of the parsha and the end. Ve'ele shemos b'nei Yisrael, haboyim mitzrayma, and these are the names because we counted them originally, and now this is connecting, this is the final counting. However, I think there's another pshat that we could suggest, which is a more thematic connection between the entirety of Sefer Bereishis and the entirety of Sefer Shmos. And that is perhaps based on a question that we would want to ask ourselves, and that is, why do we say in Kiddush on Friday night davening, in Friday night, the Kiddush of Friday night, we say Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim. We do say Ki Hu Yom Techila LeMikrae Kodesh Zecher LeYetzias Mitzrayim, even though we know that Shabbos is primarily about Brias Olam. We're made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That's what we do when we rest on Shabbos, just like Hashem rested. So why does Yetzias Mitzrayim get included in the Kiddush? What's the Yetzias Mitzrayim connection to Shabbos? And it could be there's a very important yesod here, that Shabbos can't just be about creation, because the purpose of the world was not just about creation. To create a world, but a world that doesn't have a Klal Yisrael, that receives a Torah, and has the mission to be the ambassadors of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to bring the word of Torah into the world, so that's not a world that was worth creating. Creation does not stand alone. Creation, in a sense, was only completed once Klal Yisrael accepted their mission, they received the Torah, and they went out to do their cosmic mission in the universe. That's what Rashi famously teaches us, that when the Pasuk says about creation, Yom Hashishi, with a hey, with the hey Hayidiyah, the definite article, it's telling us that there's a specific Shishi. So Rashi tells us that it's a reference to the day that Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Because all of creation was, in a sense, on hold until Klal Yisrael received the Torah. Because the Kiyum, the purpose of the world was still in question until Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah. Once Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah and they assumed the mission of the Amah Nivchar to go and to spread Torah to the world, so that's when creation was complete. So Sefer Bereishis cannot be taught alone. Sefer Bereishis, the book of creation, It needs to be connected to Sefer Shmos, which is the story of the formation of Klal Yisrael as they come out of Mitzrayim, and then they receive the Torah, and then ultimately when they build the Mishkan, which is the headquarters for bringing the Shechina down into the world. Because ultimately that is the goal of Klal Yisrael. It's to take the Torah, it's to take Ma'asim Tovim, it's to take all of the things that we do, and to create in this mundane physical world an abode, a kli, where the Shechina, where the presence of the Divine, is able to rest. So Sefer Bereishis, which is the beginning of the story, the beginning of creation, cannot stand alone. Ve'ela Shemos, it needs to be connected to the narrative of Sefer Shmos, because together they form this unit, Bereishis and Shmos, which is the ultimate creation of the world, with Klal Yisrael at the helm, leading in its mission for what it was put here in the world to accomplish.